Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of Nikini Flavelle, and today is June 18th, 2021, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined by Eric Thornton, Commodity Specialist with Nikini Flavelle. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hello, Mike. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Oh, man, it's Friday. It's Father's Day this Sunday.
Yes. Happy early Father's Day to you, sir.
Thank you. And all fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Enjoy your special day. And, you know, I'm not even sure what I'm doing, Eric. There's always a surprise. My wife is very good at surprises. And one year, as you know, I love the movie The Big Lebowski. Mm-hmm. And one year, I went to a Big Lebowski party on Father's Day. It was great.
That's awesome.
Music. Yeah. You know, we, if anybody's seen the movie, it's not really kid appropriate. So, you know, the dad's got to go off and watch the movie and the kids and wives to kind of just hung out. But anyway, it was a fun time. So, yeah. So there you go. I thought today, Eric, we would talk a little bit about CBD. For those that don't remember, Eric pioneered one of his first projects with McKinney was working on the CBD study, and they did a great job. So if you're interested in that, check it out on our website. And, you know, I thought today, Eric, you could give them an update on what's happening in the CBD world.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. And if those that listened in to our spring seminar back in April, you also got a little glimpse with Dave Swanwick there at K&D, and he gave a little bit of update then too. So yeah, go check that out as well. But yeah, more than happy to kind of give a quick overview of where we are currently with hemp and CBD. But I guess we'll first start on the supply side of the fundamentals. And overall, we're still in an oversupplied situation when it comes to hemp biomass, just by way of the significant rush we saw an increase in licenses and acreage for hemp back, especially in 2019 and even to a degree last year in 2020. So back in 2019, we saw licenses up near 590,000 in 2019, and it ended up being close to 490 to 500,000 acres planted that year. So that's what really caused and started the oversupply situation against the current demand for CBD needs. And last year in 2020, we saw approximately 400,000 licenses. So steep reduction, but even less actual acres planted, somewhere close to about 150,000 acres or so. So a pretty significant drop. But again, the level of CBD that's derived from biomass to meet the needs, we're just in an oversupplied situation. So looking ahead to this year, expected that licenses will be down again. Seen some early reports down maybe 44% from last year. So again, there's just not a need to plant as much hemp this year, just given the amount of biomass that's still out there in the marketplace. And we've also seen the other row crops, more traditional row crops, obviously soybeans, corn, wheat, everything seems to be, pushing multi-year highs, if not all-time highs. So there's a lot of incentive for farmers to back away from hemp this year and go for those crops just by way of hemp biomass and CBD pricing coming down, whereas the reversal has happened in more of the traditional row crops. So year over year, I think we're going to see another pretty steep decline in hemp biomass, which let's see how that potentially plays out later this year and into this time next year. Maybe we start to see a little bit of support for CBD isolate pricing, which as of today, seeing over the last 5 months, pricing stabilize where we're somewhere around, call it $750 to $800 per kilogram for CBD isolate. Whereas we were probably around $1,000 per kilogram this time last year. So again, we've trickled down a little bit more after last fall's harvest and into January of this year, but we've been stable the last 5 months or so. So that's kind of what I'm seeing on supply, Mike. And then shooting quickly over to demand, we're still seeing a were plenty of new entrants and adapters to this market, although sales have been steady and haven't seen a significant jump just as of yet, because again, we're still waiting on the FDA guidelines and regulations for this marketplace. So still seeing a lot of activity and sampling, getting familiarized with the product. There's estimated that there's somewhere around 3,000 brands in total in this marketplace when you add up topicals, tinctures, food, beverage, etc. So there's plenty of visibility out there in CBD, and there's a continued acceptance and presence for CBD. I think even Mike, you were on our internal call last week when one of our colleagues, Amy, and she gave a little support to CBD and supporting her, I believe her mother, and helping her sleep at night and helping with inflammation. And she said that it's worked very well. So again, we continue to see a lot of personal support and experiences in CBD. And I'm sure those out there listening can attest to that. But revenue is still expected to rise from where we currently are, you know, somewhere close to that $2 billion level right now. You know, many estimates still see strong sales over the next 4 to 5 years. But again, we've sort of stabilized here the last 12 months in terms of total sales. But looking a little bit in the global picture, the UK has actually kind of risen here as the second largest demand or consuming country, just below the United States. So again, there's more presence in the UK and in Europe, and we're seeing some of that as well in the global picture of more acceptance to CBD as well. Yeah, I was just gonna end it with that for demand and supply, just for the true fundamentals.
Well, you know, and we've seen a lot of our customers have talked and explored CBD as an ingredient for a line extension or some type of new item. And, you know, Eric, one of the challenges is not only understanding what it is and maybe some of the benefits, but also, you know, how do you produce with mm-hmm. it? And, you know, I think that those that are interested in understanding a little bit more should reach out to us. And we're working on some solutions that include whether it's corn syrup, oils, or even cocoa butter, where it's pre-dosed. And mm-hmm. It makes it a lot easier because, you know, that's the biggest thing that we've seen is a lot of the R&D people say, hey, well, it's in a little bottle here. How do I get this through my production facility?
Exactly.
So, so if you're interested in that, reach out. We can talk to you a little bit more about that and go from there. Talk to us a little bit about the regulatory side. I mean, that is mm-hmm. that is one area that is always a stickler. And what's going on in that space?
Yeah, you know, we're still seeing, unfortunately, the FDA drag their feet a little bit. But interestingly, we saw what could be a game changer, I'll say, announced in May, where there's a new bill that's being pushed by Congress. And what this will allow for is CBD to be considered as a dietary supplement in food and beverage. So this would then force the FDA to set some sort of guidelines by way of that bill. So that could be a pretty big game changer here, and something that we've obviously been waiting for in this market to help put these guidelines in place to propel us to those very lofty sales targets that are out there and very attainable. Because again, we've seen many people line up getting products ready to go, but they will not put products in the marketplace without this clearance. So this is being considered right now. And again, it just was announced back in late May, so a couple weeks ago. But as far as details or information and time frame, nothing yet. But again, this is definitely something to monitor, and we'll be keeping a close eye on it.
Great. And Eric, before we let everybody go, I want to mention in July, we're going to have a new webinar series, Hot Products in the Marketplace. And it'll be myself, Eric, and a gentleman that is an awesome researcher and writer in our information service department, that's Stephen Hasbrook. And he's been putting a lot of work into uncovering new hot ingredients and we're going to talk a little bit about the education, what it is, some of the challenges or opportunities with it, and kind of a price point range with it, because that's always Eric, you came from procurement, you know there's a lot of nice, cool, hot ingredients, but when R&D came to you and said, and it's $10 a pound, you were like, how are we gonna do that?
That always didn't work.
It didn't work. So look forward to that. You can register on our website at McKinney-Flavelle in the near future for that. So check that out. Not sure what date in July yet, but it's coming up. And it'll be probably a, you know, we'll keep it as a series, different hot products to help keep you informed on what's hot out there.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. And with that, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your special day. And some of you probably won't get up off the couch. That's fine. It's your day. And live with an attitude of gratitude. Live with kindness, everybody out there. And until next week, take care.
Bye-bye.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney-Flavelle's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Flavelle.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.